calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Thank you for calling UPMC Service Coordination. My name is Sadie and a reporter's line. How can I help you today?
Hi, good morning. This is Jose from Family First Home Care. Basically, I am just reaching out because we have a patient in common. I don't know if you need the name or any other information from the patient.
What is the date of birth?
It will be March 24, 1974.
And the first and
last name? The first name, Patrick. And the last name, Tan. T as in Thomas, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy.
Just in case, Jose, what's going to be a good phone number?
Oh, it will be 267-551-7424.
And do you happen to have a tax ID or NCI number?
Absolutely. The tax ID will be 822-843-555.
How can I help you today?
Basically, we received a notification from UPMC saying that the service coordinator from this case haven't been able to reach the patient. So I just wanted to know if we can have the phone number from the service coordinator because we are not able to find it over here for some reason. And also to leave a message to the service coordinator about the phone number that the service coordinator can try to reach the patient, because the number that is on file for the patient, it usually doesn't work. When we reach the patient, we do it through the caregiver's phone number.
So what I could do is go ahead and get a message sent out to the coordinator for a return call for you.
Absolutely. Let me know when you're ready so I can provide you the phone number that the service coordinator can try for the patient.
All right. What is the phone number?
It will be 215.
395-315-3152.
All right,
I've got that as
215-395-315. Correct. And as I mentioned, that's the caregiver's phone number. But, the service coordinator can request to speak with the patient. There's no problem with that.
And you try to contact the caregiver to get services started, or?
Yeah, actually, it's just that the message that I got is that the service coordinator hasn't been able to contact the patient or the family, so that's why I'm providing the number just for the service coordinator to try again at this number.
Okay.
Or if maybe you have the phone number from the service coordinator, I can provide that to the family from the patient.
So I don't have a direct phone number. The only number that I would have is going to be a number for the hub. I can give you that number.
Oh, it will be the same number that I'm dialing right now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I mean, but that number can be used by the patient?
Yes.
Oh, okay. In that case, I will provide that number too. So I will provide this number to the patient, the family, and I would appreciate it if you can leave the message with the phone number that I just gave you to the service coordinator. Okay?
All right, Jose, I've got that sent out for you. Did you have any other questions for me there?
No, that will be it.
Thank you so much for calling AT&T. You have a great day.
Thanks to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for taking a few moments to complete the survey.